A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always want to thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every kind of way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Reading John chapter 1, verses 29 to 42. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is the one I meant when I said, "A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him. But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 PM. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I'm just going to pray as I begin this morning. Heavenly Father, please be with us now as we look at this passage from John chapter 1 of John's view of who you were. Amen. Well, have you ever been fully and truly certain about something you thought was going to happen? Remember, I don't know, the millennium bug when we were all totally prepared for the fact that the world was going to end in the year 2000. Sometimes we hear of the prophecies of Nostradamus and we wait to find out if he was right about the different things that he said. Or there was some famous politician who said that the only two certainties in life were death and taxes. It's hard to be certain about anything. And sometimes when we talk to other people about our faith, something which those of us who have put our faith and trust in Jesus believe is totally certain, something that we can absolutely build our lives upon, they don't agree. Perhaps they might say to us, it's a lovely fairy tale made up in order that Christians can have nice festivals throughout the year. Maybe they say, well, Jesus was obviously a moral leader, but he wasn't anything to do with God. Maybe they tell us that faith is a crutch for weak people to have something to rely on because they can't cope with life without it. Now, sometimes we may feel intellectual enough to respond to questions or comments like this, but sometimes you, like me, may find it a bit dispiriting, a bit sad, and make me think, oh, you know, am I a weak person for believing this? Can I really have faith and trust in who Jesus is? And that's why I'm so excited about this passage this morning. Because if we have ever faced conversations like that, if we have ever felt dispirited, uncertain, unsure about our faith, enter John the Baptist. John the Baptist sees Jesus and he says, look, the Lamb of God. John the Baptist has total certainty about who Jesus is. And the context of this passage from John chapter 1 is that John the Baptist has been being questioned about who he is by the priests and the Levites. He says, I'm not the Christ. I'm not a prophet. He says, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. John the Baptist knew who he was. He is committed to the role that he has been given, and he is settled into the humility of knowing that he is preparing for someone greater than he is. He knows that someone will come who will surpass him because he was before me. And that's so impressive, isn't it? That even though John the Baptist has been given a role by God, he has the humility, the denial of self, of knowing someone far greater than me is coming. Well, how is it possible for John the Baptist to have total certainty and understanding of who Jesus is and to be able to declare aloud the Lamb of God when he sees Jesus? Well, I think the first thing is John the Baptist has believed the scripture. So much of the language he uses about himself and his role is reminiscent of the words his father Zechariah had spoken over him in his prayer in Luke chapter 1. He's revealed to Israel. He says he has a preparation role. Luke 2 verse 77, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways. When he speaks to the priests and Levites, he talks about the message he has shared in order to tell the people to make straight the way of the Lord. His language is seeped in understanding. He's clearly sat with Zechariah and had his role explained to him as he grew up. He's clearly understood the prophetic passages from places such as Isaiah 40, verse 3. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And the fact that he uses the term Lamb of God when he meets Jesus shows that he can look back into the Old Testament and see this picture of a lamb who will come to give his life for us all, reminding us of the Passover lamb whose blood was spilled to save the Israelite firstborn from being killed by the angel of death. This grounding enables him to recognize the Messiah. His belief leads him to recognize who Jesus is. Not only has he believed the scriptures, but he recognizes the Messiah. He recognizes and is alert to who Jesus is because he is walking closely with God. So he hears his voice telling him to look for the Holy Spirit coming down and remaining. Verse 32 of our passage, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Holy Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. He has been listening to what God has said to him. So then when this happens, when he baptizes Jesus and he sees that the Holy Spirit has remained on him, he knows this is the one for whom I have been preparing. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Not only does he know that Jesus is the Messiah, the chosen one, but he knows what Jesus has come to do. He knows that Jesus has come to take away the sin of the world. And just as there's a connection in what he says to the Old Testament and the Passover lamb, there's also a connection in what he says to the imagery in Revelation of Jesus as the lamb. This comes from chapter 2. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. Even this early on, before the ministry of Jesus has really begun, before he has started to preach, to unpack who he is and what his calling is, John knows that Jesus is the Messiah. John knows that Jesus is going to give up his life for taking away the sin of the world. Isn't that incredible? John the Baptist reads the scriptures, he listens, he understands, and then he recognizes the Messiah and his role. And we think back to this person who comes to us and says, how can I be sure of who Jesus is? How can I have certainty that he wasn't just a moral leader? Well, what would we say to them? I think we would encourage them to read the encounters with Jesus, to see the ways in which Jesus spoke to people, to see the ways in which Jesus spoke about who he was, that he was the chosen one who had come to forgive people for their sins. And then we'd ask them, well, what do you think? This is who Jesus said that he was. He didn't say, I'm a great moral leader. He said, I am sent from God and I have come to save you all. Well, maybe that might help us if we ever face questions that we find difficult to answer. But this isn't the end of what John the Baptist does in this passage. Not only has he learnt and understood. Not only has he recognized the Messiah, but now he tells others. In verse 35, he is now with two of his disciples. Look, the Lamb of God. This is such great and exciting news that he wants to tell other people. I wasn't at church last weekend because I was at my friend's wedding. And on Sunday morning, my friends posted a picture from their wedding. My friend Laura changed her name. She put it on all her social media channels, and the likes rolled in and the comments of all the people joyfully rejoicing in the news of a wedding. John's certainty means he wants to tell others the great and exciting news. He wants to change the future for the people around him. These two disciples with him want to learn more, so they speak to Jesus, asking where he is staying, and he invites them to come with him. They spend the day with him, listening to him and learning from him, so that they too can see that he is the Messiah, the chosen, the promised one. The good news of who Jesus is pulling in others. Andrew then goes and finds Simon Peter and says, "We have found the Messiah," and then brings Peter to Jesus. What a simple journey we have seen of John the Baptist. He has read and understood. He has recognized Jesus as the Messiah, and he has told others. This then leads to a personal experience for Simon Peter with Jesus, as when Jesus speaks to him, he speaks prophetically over him. "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Peter." John's faith and certainty in Jesus has changed the life of Simon Peter. Peter, who we know features so prominently in the rest of the Bible, his future is changed completely. His life as a fisherman in Galilee is disrupted forever. There is no going back. John read and believed. He recognized Jesus. He told others. He changed their lives. Well, how much are we like John? Do we have that same certainty of who Jesus is? Or are we in a bit of a muddle, a bit unclear of the claims of Jesus, of the beliefs of other Christians? Do we want to sit in this place of uncertainty? Or might I encourage you this year to investigate the claims of Jesus, to read the scriptures, to try to understand them, and to try to see if Jesus was the Lamb of God who came to take away the sin of the world? Do we have that confidence that John had to tell others? Who might we be speaking to Jesus about this year? How might we be sharing this great and wonderful news that Jesus is the Messiah who came to take away the sin of the world? Who could you be praying for this year that you might be able to share Jesus with them? Have you ever had an experience with Jesus like Peter did? A personal experience with Jesus? If you've never had it, maybe that's something to pray for this year. To spend more time with Jesus, more time in your prayer life, so you get to experience more of the intimacy of being known by a loving Heavenly Father. I love the beginning of a new year because it means we have time to take stock and to think How might my faith grow deeper this year? Maybe that's something you could think about this week. Maybe it's something that you could invite someone to be praying alongside you about. Because what do we learn from the example of John the Baptist? John read and believed. John recognized Jesus. John told others. John changed their lives forever. God, I pray that you would help us to be more like John the Baptist in this passage from John 1. Please challenge us in which of these things you want us to take away this morning. Amen.